Pastor Mike, good evening and welcome to the Manx Radio Folk Show with me, John Parker, playing you the best in folk and roots music from the Isle of Man and from all around the world. So if you missed last week's show, it wasn't actually broadcast on the radio because there was guild coverage, but there was a podcast that was released and you can still get and download. That was a spring special with lots of fantastic music for the season and also featuring Dan Walsh, who played at the Institute on Sunday night. It was a fantastic gig. Everybody there had a wonderful time, as we knew they would. One song left over from the spring selection is this one, The Birds in Spring by Emily Portman and Rob Harbron.
One May morning early, I chanced for to roam and strolled through the field by the side of the grove. It was there I did hear the harmless bird say, and you never heard so sweet, you never heard so sweet, you never heard so sweet as the birds in the spring.
A lovely stripped-back version of that song, The Birds in the Spring, by Emily Portman and Rob Harbron. We're now going back to 1928, Oakland, California, and Harry McClintock and the Tale of Jesse James.
How the people held their breath when they heard of Jesse's death, wondered how he came to die. For the big reward, little Robert Ford shot Jesse James on the sly. It was Robert Ford, that dirty little coward. I wonder how he does feel. For he ate Jesse's bread and he slept in Jesse's bed. Then he laid Jesse James in his grave. Jesse leaves a wife that'll mourn all her life. The children that he left will pray. For Bob Ford, the coward that shot Mr. Howard and laid Jesse James in his grave. Jesse was a man, a friend to the poor. He'd never see a man suffer pain. But with his brother Frank, he robbed the Springfield Bank and stopped the Glendale train. It was his brother Frank that robbed the Gallatin Bank and carried the money from the town. It was in this very place they had a little chase, and they shot Captain Sheets to the ground. Jesse leaves a wife that'll moan all her life. The children that he left will pray for Bob Ford the coward that shot Mr. Howard and laid Jesse James in his grave. They went to the crossing not very far from there, and there they did the same. For the agent on his knees delivered up the keys to the outlaws, Frank and Jesse James. 'Twas on a Saturday night, and Jesse was at home, talking with his family brave. Bob Ford came along like a thief in the night, and laid Jesse James in his grave. Oh, they laid poor Jesse in his grave, yes, Lord, they laid Jesse James in his grave. Oh, he took from the rich and he gave it to the poor, but they laid Jesse James in his grave. Jesse went to his rest with his hand on his breast. The devil will be upon his knee. He was born one day in the county of Clay and came from a solitary race. Now, men, when you go out into the West, never be afraid to die. They had the law in their hands, but they didn't have the sand to take Jesse James alive. Jesse leaves a wife that'll mourn all her life. The children that he left will pray for Bob Ford the coward that shot Mr. Howard and laid Jesse James in his grave. Oh, they laid poor Jesse in his grave, yes, Lord, they laid Jesse James in his grave. Oh, he took from the rich and he gave it to the poor, but they laid Jesse James in his grave.
Harry McClintock with Jesse James. Harry McClintock was born in 1882 and died in 1957. But I was reminded of that song particularly because I've been reading The Philosophy of Modern Song by Bob Dylan, in which he writes essays about many songs across many different genres. It's quite a fascinating and poetic book. Bob Dylan's most recent album, Rough and Rowdy Ways, from 2020, was a fantastic album. I reckon it's one of his best albums ever. If you've not listened to it, do so. Here's a track from it where he looks back on the great bluesman Jimmy Reed. Goodbye, Jimmy Reed.
I live on the streets, named after a saint. Women in the churches wear powder and paint. Where the Jews and the Catholics and the Muslims all pray. I can tell a prodding from a mile away. Goodbye, Jimmy Reed. Jimmy Reed indeed. Give me that old-time religion. It's just what I need. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory. Go tell it on the mountain, go tell the real story. Tell it in that straightforward, puritanical tone. In the mystic hours where the person's alone. Goodbye, Jimmy Reed. Godspeed. Thump on the Bible, I proclaim a creed. Proud, never took off my shoes, threw them into the crowd. Goodbye, Jimmy Reed. Goodbye and good night. Put a jewel in your crowd and I'll put out the lights. They threw everything at me. everything in a book. I had nothing to fight with but a butcher's hook. They had no pity, they never lent a hand. I can't sing a song that I don't understand. Goodbye, Jimmy Reed. Goodbye, good luck. I can't play the record cause my needle got stuck. Transparent woman in a transparent dress suits you well, I must confess. I break open your grapes, I suck out the juice. I need you, but my head needs a noose. Goodbye, Jimmy Reed. Goodbye and so long. I thought I could resist her, but I was so wrong. What brings you here? Oh, nothing much. I'm just looking for the man. Came to see where he's lying in his lost land. Goodbye, Jimmy Reed, and everything within you. Can't you hear me calling from down in Virginia?
Tony Hewson has been pestering me to play something by Nos, that's G-N-O-S-S, the fantastic young band from Scotland. They brought out a new album last year called Stretching Skyward, and this track is Audrey's. Thank you. Well, as I said, the great Dan Walsh played at the Institute on Sunday night just gone, but 2 weeks before that we had Honey and the Bear performing there. What a lovely couple John and Lucy are. They travelled to the island with their 3-year-old daughter, Lucy's parents, all their instruments and equipment in a very small van, quite an achievement. They went down an absolute storm at the Institute, and I'm sure we'll have them back next year. Here's a track of theirs, Make This Land Our Home, from their album of last year, Away Beyond the Fret. Now, over the last year or so, I've been scouring the internet and particularly Discogs to try and get copies of the early Chris Wood and Andy Cutting albums. They're not generally available anymore, and some of the early ones were only released on cassette. I managed to get hold of another one the other day called Lisa, and on it is one of my favourite songs, When First I Came to Caledonia.
When first I came to Caledonia, I got started in No. 3, and I got lodging with Donald No. And there was me and my brother Charlie, two bigger shavers you never did see. We're spiking eels in the month of April and starving slaves out on Skirtley. And I went down to Donald Norman's to buy my boots and a pound of tea. But Donald said that he would not give them till fish got plenty on Skirtley. So I took myself down to their big harbour, all on purpose for to see the spray. But a spider waiting from Bulladry over, one look from her took my breath first I came to Caledonia. I got started in number 3, and I got lodging with Donald Norman. He had a daughter, could make good tea.
Of course, most of the tracks on those early albums by Andy Cutting and Chris Wood are instrumentals, featuring Chris on fiddle and Andy on melodeon, of course. And I'll play you one of those from this 1992 album, Lisa, next week. Coming right up to date, the Kieran Ryan Band have a new album out called Occupational Hazards. Kieran has toured the world's stages for a decade, predominantly as a founding member of the world folk band Dallahan, and a highly sought-after session musician. He's played a lot with our own McClear as well. He's quietly becoming recognised as one of the foremost tenor banjo players the UK has ever produced. He now brings his prolific writing and stage experience firmly to the front with his own all-original music, loosely grown out of the tradition of Irish music, with a nod towards the idioms of American folk music, rock and electronic dance music. From that album, this is State of the Art. Amazing tenor banjo playing and a really great groove there from the Kieran Ryan Band. Next up, Sam Carter has a new single out. He's a singer-songwriter and great guitarist, who is also a member of one of my favourite bands, False Lights. This is the title track of his upcoming new album. It's called Sights Beyond the Sky. Here's a great version of the traditional song Lucy Wan by Frankie Archer from her Never So Red EP from last year.
Lucy, she sits in her father's door, weeping and making moan. Buying Kim, her brother dear, what ails thee, Lucy Wan? I ail, dear brother, she said, I'll tell you the reason for why. There is a child between my sides, between you, dear brother, and I.
Bumped into one of the island's great singer-songwriters on Saturday night, Jeff Jepson, and he told me he has a new single out. It's called I Still Want to Know What, and he sent me a copy. Thanks for that, Jeff. It's a great song, and here it is for the rest of you to enjoy.
A lonely child, I drew my world. I still wanna know what you found. I burned my head, I scarred my knee. I still wanna know what you found. The secret kiss you ordered me. I still wanna know what you found. You drew my world, a lonely girl. I still wanna know what you found. I can't remember when I said to you again, I'm lonelier than you don't know. I'm a lonely one. Oh, and you hurried me through a memory that was all that I was breathing for. All I thought of. Child, I knew my world. I still wanna know what you found. I turned my head, I learned to see. I still wanna know what you found. The secret life you showed to me. I still wanna know what you found. You knew my world, a lonely girl. I can't remember when I said to you again, I'm lonelier than you don't know. I'm a lonely one. Oh, and you hurried me through a memory that was all that I was breathing for. All I thought of. All I thought of.
I've been enjoying the album Young Tamlin's Away by Seb Stone, a young folk singer from the Peak District. Last week I played you The Whitby Lad, and here's another track, The Turfman from RD.
For the sake of health I took a walk one morning in the dawn. I met a jolly turfman on the road as I went on, and a friendly conversation came between this man and me, and that's how I came acquainted with the turfman from RD. We chatted very freely as we jogged along the road. He said, my ass is tired and I'd like to sell my load, for I've had no refreshment since I left my home, you see, and I'm tired out of travelling, says the turfman from RD. I said to him, your cart is worn, your ass is very old. It must be 20 summers since the day that he was foaled. I remember well when he was born, September 43, and he cantered from the midwife, says the turfman from RD. And many's the time I've used the beast with this rough hazel rod, although I own I never never did see poor Jack Owen shot. The harness that is on his back, it was made by Sam McGee, and he's dead these 22 years as a turf man from Ardee. He said to me, my cart is worn, but it's tough old Irish wood. It must have been in constant use since the time of Noah's flood. The axle never wanted grease, but 1 year out of three, it's a real old Carrick axle, says the turf man from Ardee. Just then I heard a female voice that I knew very well, politely asking this poor old man his load of turf to sell. I shook the steady old hand of his and he bowed respectfully, and I hope to meet some future day with the turf man from Ardee.
Seb Stone, and I'm looking forward to seeing him at Saltburn Folk Festival in August. Let's have a track by Martin Carthy and Dave Swarbrick. This is from Crown of Thorns, released in 1971, and it's the Leon Russellson song Palaces of Gold.
The sons of company directors and the judges' private daughters had to go to school in a slum school, dumped by some joker in a dank back alley, had to herd into classrooms cramped with worry, with a view onto slag heaps and stagnant had to crowd down corridors grey with age and play in a crackpot concrete cage. Buttons would be pressed, rules would be broken, strings would be pulled, the magic words spoken. Palaces of gold. If prime ministers and advertising executives, royal personages and bank managers' wives had to live out their lives in dank rooms, blinded by smoke and the foul air of sewers,
rot on the walls and rats in the cellars. In rows of dumb houses like mouldering tombs, had to bring up their children and watch them grow. In a wasteland of dead streets where nothing will grow. Buttons would be pressed, rules would be broken, strings would be pulled and magic words spoken. Invisible fingers would mold palaces of gold. Kind of a plot, everyone knows there's not. But you unborn generations might like to be warned that if you don't want to be buried alive by slaggies, pitfalls and downfalls and rat traps and dead streets, arrange to be democratically born. Son of a company director, or a judge's fine and private daughter, buttons will be pressed, rules will be broken, strings will be pulled, and magic words spoken. Invisible fingers will mold palaces of gold.
Music happening around the Isle of Man this week. Of course, there'll be the trad sessions at O'Donnell's on Wednesday night and at the Mitre in Ramsey on Friday night. I'm sure there'll be a Sunday lunchtime session as well. But as usual, I'm not quite sure where it is just yet. Look out on social media. If you want to get in touch and tell me about other music that's happening around the Isle of Man or request a track, just email me, folkshow@manxradio.com. We're going to finish with a Manx tune, Gemma's Nancy. And this is from the album that Culture Vanin have just re-released from 1986, recorded by John Canine, called Rinkagin Vanin. Gemma's Nancy is a dance for two couples in a square formation, and it was collected by Mona Douglas. On this version, you'll hear Crystal Jerry on harp, whistle and vocal, Colin Jerry on vocal in pipes and sticks, Dave Spears on bouzouki, mandolin, Dave Fisher on flute, baran and vocals, John Collar on baran, Sharon Collar on flute and whistle, and Annie Kizik on whistle and vocals. And it was recorded, as I say, in 1986 by our friend John Canine. I'll be back next week to play more folk and roots music from the Isle of Man and from all around the world. I'll see you then.